Can we come now to the territories in which you're very enormous? I understand you're huge in Japan. Can we hear about...
Sounds as if you swell up as soon as you, since you arrived there.
Yes. So that's sake, yes. Well, tell us about Japan. Why Japan? I know Freddie sings in Japanese, right?
Not all the songs. Only on one song.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was more of a tribute, I think.
That was a long time after.
You know, Japan really caught on to us fairly early on.
Queen
2,
I think, was the big one they picked up on, really, wasn't it?
Mm. And we knew that there was a sort of demand for us there, and so we sort of tagged it on to the end of an American tour. We had a holiday in Hawaii, and then it was sort of logical. So we went there. Mm. And we arrived at the airport and suddenly realised it was on a scale different to that which we'd imagined, because there were thousands of people there just to welcome us, you know, and normally you just don't get that sort of thing anywhere. We've had two really amazing tours in Japan since then. They sort of seem to have taken us to their hearts, and I think we've had some influences from them, especially Brian, I think.
Which brings me to the next one. I mean, how do you get on when you're not on stage? Do you all mix together, or do you all go off your separate ways?
I don't know. It's hard to, a bit of both, really.
Terio Toriati. Brian, this is a very reflective, quiet song, which contrasts rather with the next song, which is Tie Your Mother Down. How can we get two such opposite songs on the same album?
I don't know. We do tend to be attracted by opposites, if that's the right way of putting it. We tend to, if we go a long way in a particular direction, we tend to like to go equally far in the opposite direction. I think we still feel that we're kind of doing our apprenticeship in that we can try out anything that comes into our heads. If a song comes along and suggests a certain approach, you've written down reflective approach here. Okay, then we'll follow that to its extreme. And at the same time, if another song comes up which is the heavy kind of stuff, then we'll follow that to its extreme. And I think that's one of our strong points internally.
We're not scared of trying out different ideas, you know. I think one of the things that we really steer clear of is trying to sort of repeat the same formula.
The old thing of light and shade, really.
Yes. Keeps the interest.
Which all the best rock bands have had on stage. I mean, the rock bands which have the most impact are the people who can do a slow song and then flatten the whole place with a complete contrast. That's what gets me, anyway. If somebody comes on stage and blasts 12-bar blues all night, then there comes a point, I think, where it sags in the middle. Although I love it. I mean, I love hard rock well played, and I think it's the hardest thing to do in some ways. But the way to do it is not to sort of rock and roll all night, as far as I'm concerned. It's to do everything in its right place.
Well, let's have Tie Your Mother Down. Get